Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me okay? Praise the Lord. If you all can kneel, please do so. We're going to go in prayer. Please bow your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for blessing us with this beautiful, as always, this Holy Sabbath day. Thank you for guiding us and helping us, protecting us this past week. Please bridle my tongue and all the tongues that may be speaking on your behalf today, that you alone in the Godhead family are glorified. Please help us in keeping your commandments, and please forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all iniquities. Please give us the desire to keep your commandments, and please take over our thoughts. Please take over our hearts, and please help us to surrender everything to you. For we are bought with a price, because your Son, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our King, died for us because you loved us so much. Thank you, Father, for everything. And please bless us with the study. And the rest of the sermon and study going to be going on after this. Thank you for everything with the help of the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus Christ, our King and Commander, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. So again, happy Sabbath, everyone. Today is February 11th, 2023. This is the part 4 series of Call Sin by Its Name. And to continue the study, Moses and Aaron, as we all remember, were called by the Lord to call people out of Egypt. First it was Moses, then Aaron came along with Moses to call the Israelites out of Egypt, out of bondage. So they were used by the Lord to bring his people out. The difference between these two brothers, they are representing the Christians of today. The Lord chose people today who he can use to call his people out from false churches. Just like God calling people out of Egypt or atheism, as we all know, who represents Egypt today. It is each and everyone's duty to stand firm when our faith is put to the test. We're going to go read on Signs of the Times, May 27, 1880, paragraph 4. Signs of the Times, May 27, 1880, paragraph 4 says, Aaron, failing to stand up boldly for the right, his yielding to the strength of numbers place him with the majority. Aaron represents the cases of a large number composing our churches at the present day. They pass over sins existing in the church which grieve the Spirit of God. They are lax where order and principle are involved, because it is not pleasant to reprove and correct wrongs. They are themselves carried along with the current and become responsible for a fearful neglect of faithfulness. So how many of us here have experience to get caught up in the middle of things, in the middle of conversation or in the middle of unbelieving family members, and you are the only one standing in there to stand firm for the Lord? Or are you going to be swayed into the unfruitful conversation, or are you correct that on the spot? So it is a responsibility to walk away from it. It is a responsibility to reflect the character of Christ and say, it is written. Or say, thus saith the Lord, and provide them the verses why we don't do such things. On the other hand, Signs of the Times, May 27, 1880, paragraph 5. Signs of the Times, May 27, 1880, paragraph 5, says, Moses represents a class who will call sin by its right name, a class that will give no place to sin and wrong, but will purge it from among them. Our abhorrence of sin cannot be too strong if we are controlled by no personal, selfish feelings, if we labor disinterestedly for the salvation of souls, pleading in behalf of the erring and those blinded by their own transgressions. So God called ancient people of Israel out of Egypt, as we are also called out of slavery of sin. Christ, our King, bought us with a price, and we are not our own, but His. It is important for us to get ourselves ready by obeying, for example, health reform and dress reform as part of keeping the Ten Commandments of the Lord. As we learn from what happened to the Israelites when they were in the wilderness, and this verse was shared by our dear Pastor Nick from Friday Night Study. Exodus chapter 16, verse 3. Exodus chapter 16, verse 3. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For we have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. So brothers and sisters, health reform is the right hand of the third angel's message. And if we don't give up the diet that is needed to be given up now, we might end up murmuring when the no buying and selling comes, because we cannot obtain the things that we are eating now, or if we haven't given it up yet. And by that time, it will be the food that we used to eat. By practicing self-denial and relying upon Jesus daily, will get us prepared to the big storm that is headed our way soon. Satan's objective is to distract us, to keep us from preparing for the coming of the Lord. And if we get caught up, distracted by other things, by worldly things, we will be found wanting. And the Lord bless us with this promise if we are obedient to all His instructions. The Lord promised us with bread and water. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 16. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 16 says, He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. So as often as we come across this verse, I will ask this to myself and to everyone, ask ourselves, are we going to be included in this promise? Who will receive the bread and water from the Lord? So let's go back to verse 15. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. That means don't ever lie. And as we all know, and now continuing, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from withholding of bribes, that stopped his ear from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. So let's take a close of this for a moment. Shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Watching violent TV shows, Hollywood movies, vanity of sports, passion and lust, and other things which will prevent us from receiving this bread and water promise. We could be attending STR Church sermon weekly, and if we are not walking righteously in the Lord and follow this instruction to the very letter, attending church sermons or study every week will not guarantee us bread and water. But our obedience to His law and faith in Christ will help us to receive this beautiful promise. Psalm chapter 15 verse 3. Psalm chapter 15 verse 3. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up reproach against his neighbor. Christian household or family of believers is one of the center of Satan's attacks. If Satan can get through this household of Christians, he can easily get through outside of the family circle. If he can get you to evil surmise other church members or other people, even unbelievers, or speak evil of them, he will have a toehold on that household. And some of us are working or even in school, we always hear people around us backbiting each other, backbiting bosses, evil surmising other people, while they look so innocent in front of the people they evil surmise or talk against while they are in front of them. Do we represent this class who calls sin by its name? The majority of modern Christianity have failed to call sin by its name and rejected the reproof, the counsel of Christ. Serious followers of Christ who study God's word and practice righteousness daily will be ready when the testing comes, and the time of trouble is right around the corner. Deuteronomy chapter 18, chapter 11, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 says, therefore shall ye lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets before your eyes. See here from Deuteronomy, the Lord is teaching us about the forehead and the right hand. So if we are obedient now as our preparation to this final storm that has never been as worse as what is coming, we will be ready for that mark of the beast that will be enforced. To be enforced in the forehead, to be received by those who are disobedient to the forehead, to the right hand. And if we are obedient to God's word, the Lord is merciful and He will help us to stand firm in His truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 and 16 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Tripling conversations or any fruitless conversation should be avoided if we ever get caught up in the middle of a crowd speaking vanity. You can just say, "I don't do such things or say things because of my beliefs." Because all of us here, brothers and sisters, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and we are to share what the Lord taught us from His Word. Verse 16 says, "But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." So from Strong Concordance G2757, vain babblings, empty sounding, that is fruitless discussion, or vain conversations, we are to put those away from our lips, or to walk away from people that do such things as our testimony against those practices. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 17 says, "And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus." From Strong Concordance of Hymenaeus, G5211, it means, says here, God of weddings, and also there's one interesting here that it says opponent of Christianity. So Hymenaeus, in the time of Paul, he was an opponent of Christianity. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 18 says, "Who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some." So when we read these verses, brothers and sisters, there are some Hymenaeus in these days. If we have modern Sanballats, we also have modern Hymenaeus, who are very active, and a lot more dangerous, because they go inside the church, they go inside churches, and they represent themselves as preachers of the truth. But they are wolves preaching heresy, and they think that they are working the work of God. For example, some preach that Christ already came and hiding in the clouds, opposing original SOP writings, and creating false version of Seven Trumpet study. Hymenaeus, or opposer of the truth, portray themselves to be the true remnant of God. The Hymenaeus of today and their followers, they act like they're Christians, and they think that they are saved, but not knowing they are being used by the enemy to contradict sound doctrine by attacking those who preach the truth from "A Thus Saith the Lord," a sound doctrine. When members of the church commit sin, and even hide sin for a time, if they refuse to repent, God will bring it out to purge it out from His church, as we have been seeing it for years. The apostles did not hesitate to call the sin of Ananias and Sapphira when they sold the possession and kept it secret. As we go to Acts chapter 5 verse 3, Acts chapter 5 verse 3, 4 to Acts chapter 5 verse 3 to 8. "But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, took it back part of the price of the land. Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And Peter answered unto her. This is the wife of Ananias. This is Sapphira. Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. She said, yea, for so much. And also verse 9 of chapter 5 of Acts says, then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee up. So this proves that our God is all-knowing and omnipresent. We cannot hide anything from our Creator, and it is our duty to do what is pleasing in His sight. So at the end of the day, whether we obey Him or not, He will see it. Anything that is done under the sun, our God sees and hears it. Psalm chapter 94, verse 9. Psalm chapter 94, verse 9. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 23 and 24 says, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God far off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Saith the Lord. Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord. So, it is a very huge blessing from the Lord to us, that He revealed His words to us, because it keeps us on check. And it keeps us reminded of Him, that we are His, and to obey His law. We have peace in Christ, knowing that He gave us the promise of 1 John 1:9. And to keep our walk aligned with His will, to continue walking that narrow path. John chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. John chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. But Jesus did not commit Himself unto them, because He knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of men, for He knew what was in man. So if we call sin by its right name and do what is right, our Lord will help us to stand firm and remind of His word, as He also promised in John 14:26. But if we ignore his reminder and be swayed into sin, or just kind of like hush-hush and let it go, we're going to be held accountable for not correcting our neighbors, or even walking away, or become partakers of what they're doing that is wrong. We're going to be held accountable by our God, and to answer to Him one day. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 36. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 36 says, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So brothers and sisters, are we of that class, the class where Moses calling the sin by his name, or are we on the side of Aaron? We are to stand firm now and to practice righteousness daily and to pray with to pray daily 3 times a day as we all should, and surrender everything to Christ, that when the time of trouble comes, the huge storm, we would be ready like Daniel was ready when he was thrown into the lion's den. And with that, I hope and pray, I hope we are all blessed by what is shared this Sabbath day. There will be one music, and the next voice you shall hear is from Brother Lawrence. Sabbath blessings, and God bless.